Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Do you remember back in the 1980s when nighttime TV began producing dramas? Those over-the-top dramas like Dallas and Falcon Crest, do you remember those? Everything was over the top. The fashions were huge shoulder pads on those shows. The hair was big and the makeup was piled on. I got a feeling if you're around my age, you probably remember that. More than that, the storylines of these dramas, well, the storylines were over the top too, and they often included these wealthy female characters who were so nasty to each other that at least once per season they would get into a big brawl and actually duke it out, pulling off hair pieces, wrestling into the water fountains, ripping off jewelry, all because they couldn't get along, according to the script. It was so over the top and unrealistic, but it passed as entertainment back in the 1980s. These days, it would seem mild. Well, I was always so grateful back then that that kind of behavior was not something that I ever experienced, at least not to that extreme ever. But, you know, I have seen women argue and men argue and disagree, and even to the point of not speaking to each other. Have you? Has it happened to you? Well, I'll have to admit, you know what, I'm sure there's a time or two that I can think back on a while back where, I had a disagreement with someone and didn't necessarily speak to them for, a couple days or so until things needed to be smoothed over. That can happen. It can happen in families. It can happen in the workplace. It can even happen in your business and on your team. And more than just for a few days, when it happens and it's a really sharp disagreement, that's what's hard. Have you witnessed it between two friends? It isn't easy. It's not fun to see two friends, two people, have such sharp disagreements that they won't even be in the same room together. And when that happens and the two are Christians, boy, that is really hard to watch. Sadly, these disagreements often impact far more than just the two people involved. There's a ripple effect in this kind of disagreement. And it is really damaging to a family, to a workplace, to a business team, and a church. You know, I imagine from time to time most of us have been affected by such a disagreement between two people. In order to live life to the fullest, drama isn't good. Drama isn't healthy. And I know that you and I both know people who seem to thrive on that, unfortunately, that everything is a drama, everything is a conflict. It's me against the whole world. It's just not healthy. It's really hard to see. Priority number 8 for living life to the fullest is the priority of healthy relationships, the priority of healthy relationships. If we're going to live life to the fullest, we cannot do that and constantly be in conflict with others, constantly look to be in drama with everything. And while most of us listening here are probably not in that category, we also can't throw up our hands and say, I'm not getting involved when we see those we care about having conflicts between themselves. Well, the Apostle Paul had heard that there were two women in the church back in Philippi who had a strong disagreement. Now remember, Paul is in prison in Rome, but he is able to receive visitors and receive letters. And that's how he found out about these two women that we're going to read about in Philippians chapter 4 here in just a bit. Now, what's interesting is that Philippi was a much more advanced city of the day. Much more modern, if you will, forward-thinking city of the day, where women actually played a role in leadership, in business, in the church. Unlike a lot of areas of Greek, Roman culture of the day, where women were in the home, seen but not heard kind of thing, kind of role back then, That's not the case in Philippi. Women had businesses. Women had leadership roles. Women were definitely heard and seen. So all the more making this sharp disagreement between these two women that we're going to read about more noticeable. These were likely women of high profile, possibly in leadership roles within the church, which, as I mentioned, was pretty advanced for that time, because that's the way that Philippi, as the city, was much more advanced, much more modern. So women had leadership roles. So it was that these two women were key figures in the church, in the community. They were high profile, and their drama, their disagreement, was damaging to the church. So Paul is writing about this. And we see it in Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 2. Paul writes, "I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, that last section we've heard before, but we forget that it comes and follows right upon the first section where Paul is pleading with these two women, and he's asking the others, he calls them loyal yoke fellow, to get involved, to help them restore their relationship, help them work through whatever the disagreement is, so that they can rejoice, so that they can have no anxiety, so that they can have peace and gentleness, and that their hearts and minds would be settled instead of this drama. Paul used the word plead when asking these two to work out their issues and be reconciled for the sake of the work of the church and the sake of the cause of Christ. And he asked that others would get involved to help resolve and restore this relationship, so that gentleness and peace would replace the anxiety that they were feeling, and it was robbing all of them of their joy and harming the witness of the church. You know, that's exactly what non-believers look for, is conflict between Christians, where there's not harmony. Because then, I don't need to be a part of that. That's just like everybody else. No, as Christians, we want to look different than the world around us and not argue and fight like others do. Now, look, we're human. We're going to have our disagreements. We get that. But we see the instruction here very clearly that we are to help those who are having conflict, not step away and say, I'm going to stay out of that and let the two of them duke that out. That's not what this says here. Paul is pleading not only with the two involved, but also with the others in the church. Help them. Help them. Oftentimes it takes others to help bring two who have had conflict together. That's what friends do. That's what family does. We don't choose up sides. The side we're on is God's side. We're on Christ's side. And so for that means we restore relationships. You know, healthy relationships aren't automatic. They take care. They take care. And so we each have an opportunity to be the peacemakers, to be the peacemakers in a relationship or with those around us who just might not be able to get along, and they've not been able to find a way to come together. So we pray. We bring it before the Lord. We pray and give thanksgiving for opportunity to restore, to be used of God to restore a relationship. It's not going to probably happen in one conversation. You'll probably have to get involved. But it is what God has asked us to do, especially between believers, to be peacemakers. Peacemakers. Blessed, he said, are the peacemakers. for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So, restoring relationships. Those that we're involved in, let's remove the plank out of our own eye. Let's put that before the Lord. Let's ask forgiveness. Let's restore if we have instance to restore and ourselves, but let's also be used of God to be a conduit for making peace and helping to come back together to be able to move forward in the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers. Yes, healthy relationships aren't automatic. They do take work. But we get an opportunity to be used of God, to be used of God. Let's praise God for the healthy relationships that we're all involved in. And let's ask him where he can use us to help be peacemakers in others. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.